cliffcentral.com.
All right, let's get to Anthea, see what's going on in the money. Hey, Anthea, what's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning. I saw your little brief last night because Anthea emails us in the evenings to let us know what's coming up on the show the next day and what she wants to talk about. And it looks like you've got some good news and some bad news. It's a mix of half and half.
Yeah, it is a mix and half. You're right.
Yeah.
Mostly the good news is predominantly the market, the local market particularly, right, was up last week, which really surprised me because this coronavirus is becoming a real issue. And I believe that they're going back to work slowly, trickling back to work in China today. But oil demand from China has fallen by 3 million barrels a day. That's 20% of total consumption a day.
Why has that dropped?
Million.
Because they haven't been working.
Because they're not working.
Yeah.
They're not producing. They're not manufacturing. But then on the flip side, of course, you know, the Chinese have no shame when it comes to stimulating their economy. So the central bank boosted confidence by injecting 1.7 trillion yuan into the economy using what we call reverse repos, but very clever of them. And so you saw on Tuesday, I think it was, the Nasdaq hit a record high and the S&P 500 had its biggest one-day gain in 6 months. So the Chinese understand that this coronavirus is a negative, will have a negative impact on the economy, and they're not going to let it happen.
Okay.
And then locally, we had the mining in Darba last week. It wasn't particularly exciting. There was nothing really, you know, just the usual. And the mining in Darba is quite a big thing in South Africa, but there just wasn't.
Is Gwede the minister at the moment?
Yeah,
it is. It's Gwede Mantashe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mostly they just spoke about the electricity shortage and the negative impact it's going to have. There were a few kind of high notes because these PGM baskets are still flying. PGM prices are still flying, metals prices. But other than that, I think it's just...
PGM is platinum group metals.
That's right.
Ooh.
So smart.
A plus for you.
Thanks very much. No, I was just thinking that the chances that we're all on board with this, you know, Anthea throws around these acronyms. She expects us to know.
I do, and I hate repeating myself. And so I think, I've said this before, so you know, but you're probably the only one that remembers.
Anthea,
right?
Anthea doesn't know about the XSF that we were talking about in the GJW.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
HCG.
Yeah, but that's FLD, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay.
You guys are mean, eh? Yeah, on a Monday morning. Okay, and then in the macro, we had business confidence decline to 92.2 in January from 93.1 in December. So this is the weakest we've seen it since 1993, since pre-elections, which is very sad. I mean, Cyril's got his work cut out for him. And then the Purchasing Managers Index, which is a gauge of manufacturing activity in the country, fell to 45.2 in January from 47 in December, and still well below this 50 mark, which is the difference between expansion and contraction. Anything below 50 is a contraction. So we're definitely seeing this economy still looking like it's going to contract. I mean, I did see that the central bank thinks that for this year we're going to see growth of 1.2%. And I'm not sure how. I'm not sure what they think is going to drive it.
That's a little more favorable than the
0.4 that everyone else is looking for.
Right.
Yes.
But Anthea, I still see stuff happening. I see cranes, I see buildings, I see development, I see cars on the road. Clearly things aren't grinding to an absolute halt. But it seems like it's not growing at any remarkable rate. So how much of this is an expectation and a reality problem rather than that things are just incomplete?
So I'm a numbers person. I'll believe the numbers.
Yeah.
And I do the crane count every once in a while, particularly when I travel. Mm-hmm. I like to see kind of what the skyline looks like. I'm not sure I've seen that many cranes as I have in previous years.
Oh, no.
And Sandton is particularly kind of that square mile of, you know, what we see every day. And
the Rosebank?
Yeah, you're right. Rosebank has a few cranes, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But still not as prominent as it has been in years gone past. So, and I don't think the economy ever comes to a grinding halt. You know, I've been in economies that have been in recession.
Yes.
And like things go on. Like, of course, people still eat and they still live and they still go to work. But it is difficult. And I guess if you're a money manager, what you're looking for is companies where you will see growth, where you can invest people's money and it'll increase in value. And right. I'm struggling in South Africa at the moment. I really am to find that. I mean, there's lots of value, but I'm struggling to find what the catalyst will be to push these share prices higher. Consumers are not spending. You say they are, but I don't see that really. And sure, you know, you go.
I was out on Friday night. I was out for dinner in Parktown North. The place was full. People were ordering food, drinks. It looked like you could have been in any first world country where it's booming.
Okay.
I was in Parktown North for dinner on Saturday, the day after. The restaurant I was at was full, but the one next door, which is usually full, was just, there were about three tables.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that means. It's all anecdotal, but it's nonetheless an observation.
Well, anecdotally, I was in East London a couple of weekends ago, and it is dire. You know, it is definitely not Parktown or Parkhurst. And no. It looks like there's trouble there. You know, people standing on the streets. There's nothing going on. It's just, it doesn't look like the economy's growing. And nothing's being renewed. Like, buildings are not being renewed. People are driving really old cars. It's, I think we're lucky. We live in Sandton, eh?
Well, let's see how the rest of the country fares. I mean, obviously, we'll take any growth. If we get 0.4, if we get 1.8, or anything would be welcome right now. Anything that doesn't take us down.
No, damn it, Cyril. If you're listening, I'd like 5%, please.
Well, how's Cyril going to do that?
He has been a bit of a disappointment, eh? Yeah, everyone's totally looking to him. Nothing happening. Anyway, in company news, Vodacom said on Tuesday that revenue in South Africa and their services sector saw an improved growth rate to 5.9% and 4.6% respectively, and mostly due to an increase in data, not so much the telephone business, and particularly in their M-Pesa mobile money revenues. They also said that they're doing a deal with, or they've renegotiated their deal with Rain for 4G and LTE coverage. And that's because there's no spectrum rollout, or the spectrum rollout is not happening quickly enough.
Yeah.
And then Imperial Brands fell 7% after it released a profit warning. And this is where kind of you can see it happening. You know, this constant profit warning from the retail or the consumer-based companies. So Imperial Brands saying that first half earnings per share would be down 10% in constant currency. And then full year revenues are expected to be significantly lower, they said in inverted commas. They actually use significantly lower. To me, significantly lower is generally 30%. Statistically speaking, I believe significant means 30%. Now, here's a share that's trading at a 7x price earnings ratio, cheap as chips. But would I buy it? I don't know, because I don't know what's going to change that. I don't know how it's going to re-rate. And then Sappi, mostly because it's listed overseas, put out their first quarter earnings last week as well. Earnings per share came in at $0.06 per share, which was below consensus, which was $0.08 per share. They're also struggling a bit. And I think it looks like investors are still expecting a second quarter and third quarter loss. So maybe stay away from that for a while. It doesn't seem to be that exciting.
Okay.
And then Impala Platinums, one of your PGM beneficiaries, released their trading statement for the 6 months, saying that they're expecting gross profit to increase by 90% to approximately 6 billion rand for the half year.
At least someone's got a really good lineup starting to kick in here in terms of the platinum group metal price.
Exactly.
Prices, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
And then Harmony Gold also released their 6 month trading statement. This is a funny one. Harmony Gold have historically been known for always being on the wrong side of a hedge. So when they think prices are in the gold price, whatever they think it's going to happen, and they hedge themselves out against, say, a price drop, they always get it. They always seem to get it wrong. Like, I remember when I started in the market many moons ago, that was Harmony Gold's problem. And apparently it's still their problem.
Shame. That's what a terrible thing to be known for.
They hedged 29% of their book and got it wrong again.
Oh, God. Poor
and
guys.
Then, I know. And then in the US, they added 225,000 jobs in January, they said on Friday. So that's up from December's revised 147,000 and well above the expected 160,000 that we thought was going to come out at. Unemployment ticked up a bit. So okay. Obviously more people looking for jobs now that there are more jobs in the economy. Unemployment's, but it's still like as close to that 50-year low of 3.5% as it will ever be, at 3.6%. And then Tesla, I have to mention, because they just had the craziest week last week. On Monday, the stock was up 20%, its largest one-day gain since 2013. And then on Thursday, it was down 17%. So it's really just all over the place. I mean, the stock is up over 300% since last year, June, in 6 months.
Sure.
So it's really flying. And then Amazon finally joined the very prestigious 13-digit club. Mm. So it is now $1 trillion market cap company, along with Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet. And it had tried previously, so it had two shots at it, and then intraday trading pushed it up to $1 trillion, but it didn't close with a market cap of $1 trillion. So sure. It's finally now considered a $1 trillion company.
All right.
So lots going on. We've got Sona this week. In the US and Europe, they're still doing their quarterly reporting, looking fantastic. I think the number, so in Europe, I know the number is 43% of companies have beat expectations. 33% of companies have missed slightly by like 5%. So, and on average, like the beat is more than 10%. So well outweighs the misses. And then in the US, pretty much the same. I think it's over 60% of companies have beat earnings expectations for this quarter. So it really looks like that economy is doing particularly well. All this nervousness and talk of global recession, when you see companies producing such fantastic results, it's almost hard to believe.
All right, Anthea, thank you very much, as usual, giving us lots to feed on and think about for the week.
Enjoy Sona this week, huh?
Oh, yes, it's this week. How exciting. CliffCentral.com.